Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Session Insanity. I want to say Segment Insanity, Session Insanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, you know, be part of the solution. Got a lot going on out there, a lot happening. And especially in states where numbers are still being counted. Can you believe this? Numbers are still being counted. I mean, what happened to the old days? Yeah, you're going to hear me talk about the old days. What happened to the old days when we had those antiquated pieces of paper, you know, with dots on them, right? No, think about it. When do we have results? We had them that night. Yeah, and there were minor, and I mean really minor. There were minor updates as the week went on, or what have you. Seriously. So I thought what I'd start it off with. Something that we just can't forget. Veterans Day. And one of the best speeches ever given for Veterans Day was by our own Ronald Reagan. And I think you ought to hear it. Some of you have forgotten what Veterans Day was all about. A lot of people went about their day not giving it much thought today. So I thought I'd take a minute to play it and listen, key in, you know, pay attention, and hopefully it'll work the first time. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier, and as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer, and it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment. And I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who the night before D-Day tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. We are surrounded today by the debt of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Think about what our men and women are doing today. Remember, this is not a Memorial Day where people get totally Veterans Day confused with Memorial Day. I don't know how you do that, but whatever. This is a day to remember the men and women who fought and came back alive. We have a day for Memorial Day. We have a special day. Not that we should ever discount that. But today is Veterans Day. They're around you. You see them everywhere. That old guy in the fast food line or the supermarket shuffling along and you're getting teed off with because you're not moving fast enough. That guy could have broke your back in a heartbeat when he was younger. And he was willing to fight for you. He was willing to fight for your family, for your future family. He was a massively strong person in his younger days, like you are now. So knock it off. An honor of veteran. We'll be back in a few minutes with my favorite guy. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I am not going through puberty again. I'm just finding out, you know, we had an election night party, and I guess I just talk way too much. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope you guys get out of that speech, the Veterans Day speech from President Reagan, what I get out of it. Because we've kind of forgotten the day. We have people that treat Veterans Day like Memorial Day. They are two different days. I keep telling you that, not to browbeat you, but the reality is that when you see these veterans around town, thank them. I mean, I know it sounds kind of weird, and you know, you shake their hand, you thank them for their service. A lot of them have been forgotten. And a lot of you little young people, you don't realize what they've done for you. You don't realize it was because of them that you have the freedoms to yell at the police the way you yell at them today. Because those guys fought to uphold the Constitution. Those guys fought for the freedom of speech that you have. But you don't realize that because you take it for granted. Big time. My aunt is, I think she's like 85 years old. And last time I talked to her, she still has an Italian accent after being here for, I don't know, 60 years, almost 70 years. And she said, you know, she cries on the phone with me, saying that you don't understand. They don't understand what they're giving up. They don't understand what they're losing in this country. And I think it's because we don't understand the history. That's my personal opinion. But I don't have a big clue. I bring on people that have a clue, that have been through it, that understand it. And I'm bringing on a guy that made all of this possible. No, not financially. He doesn't give me any money, so it doesn't make it happen that way. But he helped bring me into this world. This is my dad, Joe Messina Sr. So he could actually fill in for me some night because it could be the Joe Messina show with him doing the Joe Messina thing. So, Dad, you stayed
that
awake?
That sounds good to me, Joseph. Very good. Yeah, I could do your show for you. You could take a break.
Yeah, the Joe and Joe show, right? That will be. I do need a break, please. Oh God.
But you did. Auntie Joanne is right. That unfortunately, a lot of the young people don't realize what it was all about, and what this country had to go through to get where they are. I hate to say where they are today, because I'm really not happy with where we are today. But we were called on. It was a lot of guys went in. Most of them were volunteers. They saw that the country needed them. They knew what this country stood for, yeah. And they were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice if necessary.
Well, you know, I'm proud to say, you know, I had nothing to do with it, but I'm proud to say that I read that the highest number of enlisted people in World War II were Italians, or Italian-Americans, and it was because they knew, through family stories, through understanding what it took for their families to get here and what they were running away from, that that's why they signed up. They wanted to help free those people there that didn't have the same options we had.
Well, not to get deep into history, but you got to remember, you got to remember that that Mussolini was great friends with Adolf Hitler,
mm-hmm.
And Adolf Hitler really didn't like him, but Mussolini didn't know it at the time. But it was they were tough times, and the people that came here from Europe knew what was going on in Europe. Okay, and finally we had to get involved, and the U.S. government called on their people, and they went to arms. They knew what this country stood for, how we were living, and what it meant to protect ourselves, to protect our homeland, and the people. So
I think about this stuff, and I think about what went down. Again, you were a young guy at the time, and you watched what's happening. Was there, I know that this was a long time, hard to recall this, but, you know, was there something going through your mind at the time thinking that, you know what, I know what my family went through to get here. I know what my family's been through, and I need to get involved. I need to be involved in this in some way.
Well, I was born in 1942, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I can remember after a couple of years, maybe I must have been about 3 or 4 years old, and I remember ration stamps. I remember rationing coffee, sugar. You saved your bacon grease so that you could use it for different things. Tires. People couldn't buy tires. You couldn't buy, if you were fortunate enough to own a car, there was an article I read where you'd go buy home after home after home, and you'd see the automobiles were up on blocks. They didn't have tires on them. All right. People were donating the rubber. They were donating, anything metal, scrap metal to make tanks, to make weapons, or whatever it took. It was a great big sacrifice. And a great big sacrifice women came to the aid of this country by the hundreds of thousands. They worked in airplane factories as mechanics, putting as assemblers, putting machinery together, putting tanks together, putting airplanes together. I mean, it was a group effort, and it was an unbelievable time, and a lot of like you said, a lot of the guys. They volunteered right away, especially right after Pearl Harbor.
Right.
The guys were signing up. I think it was the most at any time that the people, that the guys and the women that signed up for the military, was never that many. You know, even Vietnam, you didn't have that many signing up for it. Not even close.
Do you know what I wish somebody would do is there are these Wounded Warrior commercials that are going on right now, and these guys talked about signing up for service, and they said when they saw what these people had done on our land, when they saw that they were attacking us here on our soil, they had to join. And I've seen videos from the Pearl Harbor days where when the guy said, even lied about their ages to get in because they weren't going to let that happen on our soil, which I thought was fantastic. I mean, look at what drives us to these things.
They had 14-year-olders signing up for...
All right, wait a minute. Yeah. You gotta hold that thought because we got to go. I believe in capitalism. We gotta
go get them.
Joe Messina, your host, interviewing Joe Messina, the originator. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like former President Donald Trump is set to announce another run for the White House next week. That's according to Trump advisor Jason Miller, who spoke to former advisor Steve Bannon. Miller said it's going to be a very professional, very buttoned-up announcement on Tuesday. A Veterans Day observance was held Friday at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the wall memorializes those who defended people they never met during a time of intense polarization in the United States.
It is an extraordinary act to put on the nation's uniform. Leave the safety of your home, deploy to a war zone in a foreign land and fight for the freedom of someone else.
The NFL is set to honor the late John Madden on Thanksgiving Day. Madden died last year at the age of 85. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Listen, Mike Lindell is out there helping us out. You know, he's probably the only outlet that we can get to where we can actually make a few bucks, okay? I mean, Facebook has shut us down, Twitter has shut us down, all these online sources have shut us down. Now, Lindell, he's the guy that is on the same page as you. He gives money to, he fights against the same things that you want to fight against. So why are you sending your money to China? I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. So go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. If you use promo code Joe on the way out, can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe on your way out, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. He's got dog beds. I got the slippers. I joke with you guys all the time. I love the slippers. I got the slippers. If you watch the commercial, they are not elegant enough to wear out. Let me just put it that way, all right? But they are very comfortable. Love the slippers. He's got pillows, pillowcases, sheets. I think we have the sheets, we have the pillows, we have the pillowcases, we have the towels, we have the slippers. And I'm telling you, I haven't had a bad product yet. If you don't like it, you send it back. It's that simple. The product's made here. It's made by Americans and American factories. You're keeping people working, and that's the way it should be. We should be supporting each other first. And Mike does that. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe on the way out, and I make a few bucks, you save a lot of bucks, and you get great product made here in this country. Let me bring on the guy that started this mess, my dad, Joe Messina Sr., and I'm here doing this, irritating you every night for 3 hours because of him. Anyway, Dad, thanks for agreeing to be
with me. Good evening from the wonderful state of Florida.
I know. Yeah, but you're a Massachusetts refugee.
I sure am. I'm definitely a Boston guy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I may be down here in Florida quite often, but Boston is my hometown.
You know, but it was totally different when I was a kid growing up than it is today. And you know, it's funny you said Boston because people always joke with me. They call me the Boston Bulldog. I've got that attitude that Bostonians had. I'm going, but what attitude is that? Like, you don't give up? Is that the attitude you're talking about? You know? So, I want to get back to what we were talking about before. And, you know, let's get into what the mindset was back then with people, what the mindset was when you were in the services. You know, we had people going that they knew they were going to go in, and again, I said earlier, it's not Memorial Day, but we had men signing up knowing that there was a good chance they weren't coming back. I mean, you're fighting against, like as you said earlier, Mussolini and Hitler and the rest of them, and that was still kind of in the air even when you were serving.
Yeah, well, there was an air of being super proud of your country, of where you come from, what America stood for, all right? Again, you were very proud of that. And you had your family, and you thought about the way you heard of the way people were living in Europe and what Hitler was doing and what the Japanese were doing at that point in time. And you didn't want it to happen in this country. You didn't want your family, your mother and dad, your brothers and sisters to live under that tyranny. Right? So you were willing to go out there. You felt like I'm going out there and I'm going to stop them. Of course, I don't want to lose my life doing it, but if that's what it takes, we just lay down on the ground, put our arms down and let them take over the place. You didn't want that. You know, Japanese wanted to come in California. They were going to hit the shores of California. Do you have any idea what stopped them? The American people, the American civilian people had more guns and rifles than the American military had. So they just, it's bad enough fighting the U.S. Army and Navy and Marines, but you're going to have to fight the American people themselves, and there's a ton of them that have weapons. And if you read into it, you look it up, you'll find out that was a factor in the Japanese not coming into California. We knew what our heritage was. We knew we were taught in school how we got where we were at that point in time. What our parents, our forefathers, the founding fathers, what they went through, what they sacrificed, okay, to make the country that it is today. I'll say it, but I'm kind of disappointed, but that's getting into another subject. But it's still the greatest country in the world. Am I a flag waver? You know what? I was born June 14th. That's Flag Day. I am a flag waver, and I
thank God for that, because it's the only way I remember your birthday every year. So, anyway, I should have told you that, but it is a great way to remember your birthday every year.
But I wish that our children, the young people today, had a better idea as to what the country and the people went through to make it what it is, again, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, but Dad, don't you miss him today? In when I was growing up as a kid, and I don't know exactly what it was like when you were. You remember, I'm around the house. I'm around, your mom's house, grandma's house, my grandma Emily's house. There were people around there, people that came from other countries who could tell you what it was like there. As a kid, you were getting these stories told to you. And then even some of you that were in the services that had come back, in your world, it was you and Uncle Tony and a few others. On my side, it was Uncle Bill, would talk about stories. And you'd get a picture of really, truly what it was like to live in real oppression. And what you guys did just by being there. You didn't even have to fire a shot. Just the notion or the understanding that the Americans were right around the corner, the Americans were in town, the Americans were there to protect you, was enough to get people to feel at ease, if you would. And that's not there anymore.
Well, I was in during the days of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was there when President Kennedy got assassinated. And I saw what our military, what they did, how they reacted to it. I can understand other countries having a fear of us. We have more equipment in Europe, more equipment in Germany than we did in the United States. And the stuff that we had in Germany and Europe, in different parts of the overseas, was the newest of the new. We had the best tanks, the best weapons, whatever the weaponry was the best. Missiles driving up the German Autobahn. This sounds like an exaggeration, but you would drive up every 3, 4, 5 miles, you would look off, depending on what direction you were going, but you would look off, and you would see these, when President Kennedy got assassinated, you would see 3, 4, 5, 6 missiles out of their silos, on the surface, and they were all in place, ready to rock and roll. Just give them the word. We closed down the German Autobahn. Everything in Germany came to a stop. The only thing that was on the road were American military vehicles. I mean, there were a few civilian vehicles and VIP vehicles, German VIP vehicles. But for the most part, for about 3 days there, until they found out what actually happened, thinking it was the Russians that assassinated the man. But we were ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. The kid, my God, I sound like that 90-year-old guy, but the kids today, I wish they had more understanding what the military has done and has accomplished overseas and other places. You know, these kids today think that we were colonists, that we used our might to take over these cities, and it's so not true. And it's the garbage that they've been taught in school. It's the garbage they've been taught in college. And that's why, the military was having a hard time bringing young people in. And it's because the military has been painted, as a real demonic force. And I find it so appalling, so disgusting, frankly. I don't get it. We've helped
other countries out, of course, financially and in a lot of cases morally.
And again, going in there to give them the right to vote, for God's sake. All right, gotta go for commercial break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Joe right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You know, I'm not a very big fan of shares. I'm really just not. But I got to tell you, in Moonstruck, I mean, I felt like I was hanging out in one of my cousin's houses. That's how close to reality, in my mind, that movie came. And those kind of discussions, by the way, she wasn't yelling. She was just an Italian woman talking. Those kinds of discussions went on between my cousins all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me introduce the guy that started it all. Joe Messina Sr. is with me today, and we're talking about vets because it's Veterans Day, and he is a veteran. And I thought I'd talk to him about some of the things that went on in the military. Dad, I love talking to you, not even being on the air, so I'm glad you could be with me tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure, son.
All right.
Proud of you, where you are, and what you've done. Yeah, I just want to say congratulations on your victory.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, it helps when people say you're Italian, right? I go, yeah. Is your dad in the mafia? I said, well, if you don't vote for me, you'll find out. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
We'll send Guido Zalducci over to talk to you.
Louis Aguirre coming over to pick up your ballot. I wouldn't say no to them if I was you. So.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Don't give your listeners the wrong idea here.
No, you know what? People. You know, I know it's a little late for you to listen, but I talk a lot about growing up in an Italian neighborhood, and I really kind of resent the fact, I don't get mad, but I resent the fact that people kind of glamorize the mafia. They glamorize some of these things that you see on TV. And so, you know, it wasn't like that.
You know, I watched my baseball coach in the North End get shot in the middle of the street. They don't care. These are not these caring men, you know, kind of thing. So don't glamorize that kind of lifestyle, because it's not what you think it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
And for the most part, it's within a certain group. And they basically stay to themselves. They really do, if you think about it. And they form just the people thinking that you know, these are tough guys. They form this protection balloon over the neighborhood, where I remember when I was young, a woman could walk the street at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night by herself, not worry about a thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody was going to bother her. That's the way. I wish all neighborhoods were like that. You know,
but you weren't afraid of the police. You were afraid of causing trouble, and then the mafia guys would get on you for causing trouble in their neighborhood.
You'd get a smack. Oh yeah, they'd straighten you right out. You feared them more than you did the police, because the police, you know, would be nice to you. We had a cop named, his name was Casey, and I always mimic him. He'd say, "Ah, Joseph, where you going, my boy? It's almost supper time. Your mummy must be looking for you. Come on with Mr. Casey. We'll walk home together." Really, I mean, that's the way the neighborhood was.
Yep.
Yeah, today, forget it. Yeah.
Well, listen,
but anyways,
people live on these blocks, they don't know anybody for years, and I joke in the North End, I could be five blocks away from the house and some old lady would stick her head out the window and go, "Hey, your mother's looking for you, go home. She's been calling around looking for you." Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, be home if the lights came on, depending on what time of the year it was. Mm-hmm. You better run home, I'll tell you right now. Where were you? What were you doing?
Yep. So you're not kidding. So I want to get back to the military for a minute, because today's military is a tad different than it was when you were in.
Right.
You know, I watch what's happening and watch what's being taught. And I asked you earlier today, I was talking with you, I said, look, the military seems to make a big deal out of racism and even this gender garbage that's going on these days. Mm-hmm. I would imagine when you got bullets flying over your head, or you're in basic training, or your first mindset is not, "I'm standing next to a black man," or "I'm standing next to a gay guy," or whatever. I'm sure your first thought is this person going to cover me? Does this person have my back? Right?
Yep. When you're going through the service and you go through certain routines with the fellas in your platoon, whether it be in battle or just working with them in peacetime, doing things together. I was in the military police. I told you I'm one of the guys that still holds the distinction in the United States Army of being the shortest MP ever. You're supposed to be 5'9". I was 5'7½". And good old Prince Spaghetti boxes folded over and stuck in my shoes helped me out. But
I think the statute of limitations has run out on that. So
that's right. They might cancel my retirement, although I don't have one with them. But when I got overseas, my partner was a black fellow from Houston, Texas, and we became very close. We were in the same room together. We had a 2-man room. You call him your bunk buddy, and never had a bad. Now, because I was from Boston, I was from the Northeast. They put him with me. If I had been from another part of the country, where presidents ran rampant
at the time, Georgia or places like that,
yeah. They wouldn't put him, you know, with anybody else. Although Billy didn't have to worry about anything. At 6'4", 260 pounds, He didn't worry about a thing. I was so happy he was my partner. But he was one of the nicest guys I met in the service. And he rotated back to the United States. He was getting out before I did. And I can remember standing there at the bus, and he was crying. He was hugging me and crying at the same time. So it doesn't matter what, you know, to me, and I mean this sincerely, it doesn't matter what color you are. I don't care what color. I don't care how tall, how short, you know. The only thing I'm asking, we respect one another. We have some discipline and respect. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, it's, I didn't grow up in it. And I didn't hear you guys use foul language towards any other color. I didn't hear you guys put down any other group. If you did it, you hit it well. And I never heard any of that kind of talk. Matter of fact, I believe, personal opinion, that I was the recipient of some of that when, you know, Mom tried to move me into a nicer neighborhood. And I won't mention the school or the neighborhood. But there were a lot of what we referred to at the time as white Anglo-Saxon Protestant kids. So here's this little guinea boy from Boston who's a Catholic. And, you know, you're in the school. And I took a lot of crap from these kids. And it was maybe tougher. I mean, you know, Eddie used to say to me, you can't fix stupid by beating it up all the time, so stop.
Right.
But I understand where it comes from, but we didn't grow up with it, is what I'm saying.
You said you learned from it. It taught you. It taught you what was going on, how people react, what to expect, and how to react to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that in you today when I see some of the shows that you do. I mean it sincerely. I'm proud of you, Joe. You say what's on your mind, so people don't have to guess. All right, they know where you stand. All right, and that means a lot to people who are looking for that particular thing and not just notoriety. I don't like the guy because he lies. I don't like the guy because he cheats. I don't like the guy because he's too fat. You know, whatever it is. We're not. I'm looking for somebody.
You're making fun of my weight problem again? You're doing it again, right?
No, you told me you were down to what, 170 pounds?
Yeah, that was the dream I had Tuesday night. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, all right. I'm trying to be nice to you on the show.
You're
making I'll call
me.
You back later and tell you what I think.
Oh God, my chair just yelled, "Are you crazy?" All right, sorry.
Well, to get back to the veterans thing, just a few years back, I wrote a small commentary on it, and because when I go into where you go to Lowe's and you buy something, you get the military discount. It gives you 10%, and the people say to you, "Thank you for your service." And I say, "Thank you." And I walk out of there, and I used to feel funny about that because I said I was never in battle. The only battle
you got about
I
a minute, so talk faster.
So what happened was I went with it. I wasn't in any battles. I didn't consider myself a veteran until I met a military officer that was retired, and we talked about it. He explained it to me, and he said, "You don't have." I'm not ashamed of it. I said, "I just felt like I didn't have the right for somebody to say, 'Thank you, you're a veteran. Thank you for your services.'" I enjoyed it. I had 3 years of it. I loved every minute of it. Well, just about every minute. There were a few moments that I regret.
Sure, the food was a little different than what you said. But
the food wasn't that bad.
All right, listen, we're up against it, and for the first time in my life, I can tell you stop talking because they're going to cut you off anyway. Dad, love you. I want to thank you for being with me. I do want to thank you for your service. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you, and this country wouldn't be here the way it is if it wasn't for guys like you. So